You would have heard us speak a number of days ago in relation to the new CAMHS, that's the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services in Kerry Advocacy Service, and the advocacy service to represent and look independently and respond and be an intermediary between the service providers and the service users and their families when it comes to how you access services in that area. With me on the line to talk about this is Cormac Williams, a retired psychiatric nurse. Cormac, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thanks for joining me in the programme this morning. You have a number of concerns here, I suppose, about the overall situation, but what's your view on the new advocacy service that's being put in place?
Well, when I had it first, I thought it was quite an unusual response by the HSE, because if you don't have the service on the ground, if the services are lacking, how could you possibly advocate for the services that in many cases doesn't exist, and in a lot of cases only exist in a very limited setting. And I suppose the reality is that if the money isn't being put into the services, if the services haven't been developed, if the staff aren't there, it's impossible to advocate for a service that's lacking on the ground, and it isn't sufficient to cover the needs of the people who need it.
Okay, so you can't advocate for something that's not there. Is what you're saying?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, if at the moment in France there's a drought and the farmers are complaining that they're not being allowed to irrigate their crops, and that's because there's no water in the river. And if there's no water in the river, you can't irrigate your crops. And if there's no service on the ground, and if the service is so inadequate, how can you possibly advocate for a service that's just not fit for purpose and it is not meeting the needs of those who need it? Now, I mean, there are a number of issues. If you look over the years, the amount of money that has been spent on the mental health services in general is continuing to fall. And the other issue, the other big issue in relation here in Kerry was the lack of a consultant. And again, the issue there is that since 2013, all new appointments as consultants are being appointed on a lower salary, and they call a two-tier system. And many consultants aren't taking up the post because their pay is less than what it would be.
Then you have retention and recruitment problems, which feed into the problems of lack of availability and waiting lists. And
absolutely, the waiting list on the CAM service is quite shocking. Absolutely, people could be waiting for 2 years, and that's totally unacceptable.
Would you not feel that having the service there, at least, okay, I understand what you're saying, there's not enough resources, not enough consultants, not enough appointments, the waiting times are too long, that at least if you have this service, it will hear from service users and their families and at least be able to communicate that to the HSE. Whether it'll make a difference or not, I don't know, but, you know, that it'll be there to do that at least.
That's all it will hear, is that we cannot get the service, we cannot get the appointments, and we cannot get the place for our children. Again, another frightening statistic in relation to beds. In Vision for Change in 2006, it was recommended that 100 CAMHS beds be available nationally. Now, if you bring the population increase up, it should be, in today's terms, it should be 108. There are about 50 beds open nationally today, this morning. So we're 60 short. I mean, that is shocking. That is frightening. That is totally unacceptable. And unless, and I fear it just won't happen, unless somebody is going to say, we have to invest in the service, we have to recruit staff, and we have to do something about it, all the amount of window dressing, which I would call it by the HSE, in relation to advocacy and all of this, is going to achieve nothing unless you have the fundamental service on the ground.
How do you fix that, Cormac? It's not an easy fix. Anyone tells you it is, isn't dealing in the reality situation. It's something that's built up over years, been allowed to happen over years. The crisis in staff across the health service, we're learning this morning about dentists leaving the dental treatment scheme, the numbers there, 70 staff have left the ambulance service since the start of the year. They're having to try and recruit. There are, you know, cascading problems that are caused by the lack of proper management, really, of resources, we'll call it, over the last 20 years, which means that we have a revolving door of ministers who come in, promise to fix the situation, come up against a brick wall, call it special interest or other things, a lack of movement, billions of euro being spent, and I'm not decrying the whole health service here. It's particular pinch points that are causing the real problems. There are very good people working there, very many areas where you get world-class service, but you have these particular problems, mental health side of things, access to A&E, lack of beds, and now lack of staff. So how do you begin to try and untie that knot?
It's a mammoth task, but unless somebody does it soon, I mean, the frightening thing is the situation is getting worse, not better. So it is backwards we're going. It obviously it's going to, unfortunately, at the end of the day, it's going to take more investment and recruiting more staff. And if that means the conditions of the staff have to improve, so be it.
But if those staff aren't managed properly, and if the functions that they do aren't managed properly, if they are not hired for the right area, if we hire too many administrators, not the frontline people, and if standards aren't applied in their work, then it won't be any good. We'll just have more people in more places and still the service that we don't, that isn't good enough for us.
I agree with you entirely. The HSE is very bureaucratic and very slow to respond to situations and very wasteful of money. I saw that myself when I was there. Very wasteful. I agree with you entirely. But it's poorly managed. It's very poorly managed. But unless something is done, I mean, we're going from a bad situation to a worse situation. And as you say, as you outlined all those areas getting worse, not better. And yeah, as A&E is an example, it's a nightmare for people, especially older people who go into A&E and could spend 12 to 48 hours just sitting there waiting for. That's just totally unacceptable. Yeah. And it should, you know, and but
one thing's for sure, Cormac, you feel, and historically you feel, you know, management is important, but also in terms of the level of funding that's been given to mental health services, that's something that needs to be addressed, that more money would have to go in there.
That's quite shocking, because if they doubled the mental health budget in the morning, it still probably wouldn't be adequate, but at least it would be a start. But unfortunately, that's unlikely to happen overnight. But that's in relation to mental health, that's what would be needed, is a doubling of the budget.
Let me ask you this, Cormac. You were the Psychiatric Nurses Association rep for Kerry. As a union rep, I mean, what were dealings like with management in relation to all these sort of things? Is everyone fighting their own corner, or does it take too long of a time, too bureaucratic, or what is the situation?
It's shockingly bureaucratic. I would just give you an example that in relation to recruiting staff in relation to overtime. The situation was the HSE were always slow to recruit staff. And indeed, in many parts of Kerry, people would have traditionally immigrated, got up to Dublin or got to London, and they would have liked to have come home and they would have gladly taken a job. But the HSE persisted in paying some overtime. Now, the HSE, the management would argue, well, I have a set budget for recruitment, but the budget for overtime is extra, so I can take that without consequence. Which would be, it's just like the right-hand pocket. If I take my money out of my right-hand pocket rather than my left-hand pocket, I feel I'm not robbing myself. That kind of situation where it's all taxpayers' money. At the end of the day, the taxpayer has to pay it and it has to be accountable. Now, I found that was an example of very poor management.
A crazy situation that shouldn't have been allowed to happen.
Of course not. I mean, if they're the staff available to recruit them, that's your first option. Now, if you need overtime, well and good, you pay overtime. But the...
Having enough staff to limit the amount of overtime.
The recruitment of staff. When and where the staff are available, always recruit the staff.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if you don't recruit the staff, they're going to end up in Australia and over in Manchester and over in Glasgow. And they'll offer them
more. That's where they are at the moment, unfortunately. Listen, Cormac, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for your view on that.
All right,
that's
take care, thank you for your time.
Retired sector nurse, former representative of the Psychiatric Nurses Association here in Kerry, with his view on the overall needs of the CAM service in Kerry.